All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. I was talking about the Oath Keepers. The Oath Keepers organization claims to be defending the U.S. Constitution and fighting tyranny. But as former Oath Keepers spokesperson Jason Van Tattenhove describes, the group is actually selling the revolution. The threats to American liberties that Oath Keepers say the federal government is responsible for are in reality a set of baseless conspiratorial theories. I didn't say it. The former spokesperson for the Oath Keepers has said that. As part of the group's mission, Oath Keepers have directed their recruiting efforts towards members of the military, law enforcement, and other public safety positions. They are often confrontational and have participated in multiple armed standoffs against the government. They're fighting their the whole reality of what they have been organized for is to fight against our government, and they walk around with red, white, and blue and the flag. The very thing that they claim they're there to support, they're opposed to. The most recent is the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, when members of the group, including its leader, Stuart Rhodes, were arrested and accused of conspiring to oppose the presidential transfer of power. Now, that's the Oath Keepers. Let's go to the Proud Boys. Again, this is according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, not Earl Ingram. Proud Boys, established in the mid-2016s presidential election by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes, the Proud Boys are a self-described Western chauvinist who adamantly deny any connection to the racist alt-right. They insist they are simply a fraternal group spreading an anti-political correctness and anti-white guilt agenda. The Proud Boys' actions belie their disavowals of bigotry. Rank-and-file Proud Boys and leaders regularly spout white nationalists memes and maintain affiliations with known extremists. They are known for anti-Muslim and anti-misogynistic rhetoric. Proud Boys have appeared alongside other hate groups at extremist gatherings such as the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Former Proud Boys member Jason Kessler helped organize that event, which brought together a broad coalition of extremists, including neo-Nazis, anti-Semites, and militias. Kessler was expelled from the group after the violent and near universal condemnation at Charlottesville's rallies. Other hardcore members of the alt-right have argued that the Western chauvinist label is just a PR cut term McInnes crafted to gain mainstream acceptance. Let's not BS, Brian Bradford, a.k.a. Careless Rex, told his co-host on the Daily Show, an anti-Semite podcast popular with the alt-right. If the Proud Boys were pressed on the issue, I guarantee you that like the 90s, 90% of them would tell you something along the lines of Hitler was right, gas the Jews. So white nationalists and neo-Nazis themselves have cited McInnes as a gateway to the alt-right. On the Southern AF podcast, one former Proud Boy who went on to embrace white nationalism said he was originally drawn to the group because of pro-white sentiment. Now, so let me ask those of you on the right, you conservatives, who seem to think that what took place on January 6th was only 200 or so bad guys who were organized, and based on what I saw last night, a plan was set in place by Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys. and the Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, and the Oath Keepers organize, plan, plot for insurrection. Organize. And those of you in the audience who can disagree with that, then you should have listened to what was talked about last night, because the guys who said the plan was organized were the leaders of the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys under oath. They told exactly what their plan was under oath. So, you know, and because they were turning state's evidence, because they were trying to save their own raggedy behinds, you know, it's so easy for people who don't want to hear the truth, who want to run away from the truth and hide behind the flag when they don't even understand what that flag stands for. You really don't. You know, you have no idea. I don't care whether you, if you're a Proud Boy, a Boogaloo Boy, or an Oath Keeper, and you, you know, a part of that, and you say, well, I was a police officer, I was in the military. That doesn't mean you understand what the flag was about. You obviously don't. If your plan is to overthrow what the flag stood for and what this nation, an organized nation, stands for, and yet you believe that you as an individual somehow supersede all of that, then you don't even understand what that flag stands for. And it doesn't matter whether you fly a 100-foot flag in front of your house. It doesn't make you who you think you are. Because if you aren't doing something to make the nation a better place, you're the enemy of the nation. Again, doesn't matter. Boogaloo Boys, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers. We saw you. You're on tape. You're no longer hidden. The whole world saw you in action and what you stand for. And even your leaders have quit because they realize, hey, the gig is up. The jig is up. They saw us. They saw us naked before the world. We know who you are. Just like the FBI knew who you were to begin with. And I don't understand why they allowed it. I don't understand why they allow you to continue to do the things you do, to attempt to overthrow the government. And the FBI knows who you are. The Southern Poverty Group, they know who you are. They've got you recorded. Listen, you can't hide anymore. You know, there's one thing about the darkness, Sam. When the sun comes out, the darkness has to leave. The sun is shining on the Boogaloo Boys, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the neo-Nazis. The sunlight is on you, and you won't be able to hide anymore. And your leadership is leaving. If I was you, I'd rethink my commitment to such groups. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Robert Craig, the executive director of Citizen Action. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.